What's up, After Buzzers? It's Tuesday night. You know what it is. We're recapping The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, or are we? We're going to have a freestyle tonight. We're going to be talking about the whole season. Tune in right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
I look like such a dork.
Hey, guys, what's up? I'm your host, Thomas Rulina. I'm so excited to be here tonight to talk about The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I'm joined by Amanda Terry, makeup and celebrity hairstylist.
Hey, guys.
And humanitarian, Cynthia Nicole. What's up, girls? How are you tonight?
Amazing. How are you?
Feeling a little bronzy?
Yes.
Right? Yes.
I'm loving the braids tonight, yes. Cynthia.
Love it. You look beautiful.
Yes. Thank you. You both do too. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Well, as you guys have seen tonight, if you guys DVR'd or watched tonight's episode, we didn't get the finale. So, you know, we walked in. Exactly.
Right.
We walked in here. We had no idea. I just went on Twitter and I was like reading everybody's comments, which we will have a Twitter segment. But we're going to have fun tonight. I think that's the only way to get through this because everybody was looking forward to this finale.
I was so excited for drama. And then we got like a recap.
Yeah. What was your expectations like coming into this? Weren't you expecting a finale?
Yeah, they took our job. We do the recaps here. Hello, didn't you know?
I was really surprised because, you know, the buildup for it was so big. Yeah. We see Camille go crazy on Lisa Rinna.
And then Denise gets in there.
Denise gets in it and nothing. Is it because it's the 4th of July this week?
I'm thinking. I mean, it makes the most sense. Like, 4th of July is on a Thursday this year. So yeah. People go out of town, so they probably knew they were going to lose some viewers.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Well, we're going to make this super entertaining. We have a list of all these questions, things that we read from your comments as well. So we're just going to dive right into it. Actually, wait.
What?
Let's talk about it. Breaking news. If you guys are Real Housewives fans of the franchise, Lisa's gone.
So from the Beverly Hills.
From Beverly Hills. And now we get Vicky gone.
From OC?
From OC.
That's crazy. Like, two of the veterans, like, gone. What's happening?
Woohoo! She's, like, my favorite. Like, hello!
Oh, yeah, woohoo!
First, Lisa. And now we have Vicky gone
from
the OC.
So who's going to be next? Like, from New York, who's going to be gone?
Well, you know, nobody, you never know. Like, yeah. I was really shocked. I remember this morning just, like, going through the internet and then all the blogs were coming out with the cast photos. And then I was looking and I was like, where is Vicky?
That's like Nene not being on Atlanta.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, she is Atlanta.
Yeah, it's crazy. I wonder what's happening.
Well, what did you think about, like, we're just going to go into OC real quick. Do you think that she deserved this? Do you think it was time for a refresh? This is what we've been saying about this show. So if we see, like, Teddy, Kyle, all these people leaving and they just shuffle it up, I mean, you never know now. No one is safe on these shows.
I think
Vicky, Shannon, and Tamra need their own show, and that's it.
Like, Tamra's my favorite.
Yes, those three. Oh my goodness.
Wasn't it disappointing to see Vicky not in it? I mean, she's in the trailer.
Yeah.
We see she's here.
Friend.
Yeah. And somebody pointed out online today that when we do see Vicky, it's going to have the lower third, Tamra's friend.
Ooh,
Vicky, you know?
It's like Kyle's friend of Lisa.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
The blogs are going crazy. Sound off in the comments because we're like fans of all the franchises. I mean, when things get rocky in different cities, you never know. Something that I would want to see is a housewife from another city go on to another city.
Yeah, they should mix. They should have like a camp or like a mix match thing, like where they all go on a vacation.
Yeah.
Yes, they should
pick
have
like
one.
The all stars of each season and have them all go camping and do
like a
season.
Challenge or something.
That'd
be so cool.
That would be interesting.
Andy, Bravo, you better write this down and we get credit because that is an amazing, it's not a good idea. I think it's a great idea.
One thing that I read recently is that Andy at one point was going to have a male be on the show as a male house husband of one of
they
the franchises.
Should, I feel like they should have house husbands.
I think it's about time that happens. Yeah. I think it might rock some of the viewers' opinions about the show.
For sure.
I think it's time. I think we're in that time period where it's you know, normal.
Yeah. I think it'd be an awesome idea. Yeah.
Anyways, just let us know in the comments. I'm still sad about Vicky not being on the OC.
Thomas is upset.
14, 15 seasons in and she's gone. So now that we've gotten that out of the way, let's just talk about her overall impression of this season of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Just what are your guys' thoughts? We're at the tail end of it. We have four more episodes left, the finale, three reunions. Was this a good season for you guys? Did you enjoy it?
I was so surprised with the whole puppy gate and then Lisa leaving. It was so surprising. Like, I was not expecting any of that. So I was surprised personally. How do you feel?
Yeah, I didn't think that they were going to talk about all those different topics, the puppy gate, you know, anorexia, depression, like all of that. They knocked it out, which is great because people are going through that and they can relate to that, to see that on TV, which I enjoyed it. Yeah. I just was really disappointed that Lisa Vanderpump left the show and she didn't talk to all the ladies, you know,
like say goodbye or like say she's leaving,
like thank you to all my fans for being there or something. I mean, it was just bon voyage.
It's kind of like it's disappointing, I guess.
That's what I was agreeing with. What you think too is I was not expecting this season for Lisa to go. There was so many rumors like, you know, Lisa's going to be off the show and this and that, but you never really know until you watch the series. Right. And then when you watch her go through it, I think if her brother had not passed, and I think she would have gotten through it because she's been through a lot worse on this show. I think although the ladies did kind of bully her and did kind of ban on a wagon to kind of get her to feel a certain way, she's been through a lot on this show that I think that was like what set her off the edge.
But I feel like Camille is more of a bully.
Yeah, I don't like
than the other. I mean, I don't understand that. I never will where that bullying comes from, because I felt like Kyle, you know, was trying to explain her side, but she didn't see it that way. And I feel like the true person that she needed to talk to was Dorit about the puppy gate. And
it should have just been through Lisa and Dorit. Nobody else should have got involved, honestly.
But that's what made the problem is but that that's Teddy what made the got, show. True that.
Yeah.
But Teddy and then the other people getting involved and text messages and
it was a mumble jumble, a lot of mess. Yeah, it was messy. Petty.
Does the drama now in the later seasons of this franchise seem a little bit more produced than it did originally?
I think so. And I think it's a little bit more petty.
You think it's a lot more petty?
Yeah, not a little bit. Yeah, it's a lot more petty.
it feels to me like the previous seasons, like things happened a little bit more organically. Now I feel like...
Yes.
Or maybe I might be wrong. I'm not sure. But
no, I agree with you.
Yeah, it seemed a little bit more organic when like Adrian had drama. One, right? Or yeah, like when there was real drama like that, it felt like it was really happening to them versus I feel like now they jump on one problem and then they explode it and they stretch it out as long as they can.
Yes, yes. It's like there's how many women? Like it shouldn't have to be that way. There should be different storylines every day. It's like women hanging out. Like there's going to be drama.
Yeah.
There's going to be cattiness.
Key word is definitely storyline because it became everybody's storyline,
right?
You know,
they got everybody involved.
They got everybody involved to where we didn't really connect too much with their individual stories, like how it used to be. It used to be like the only real person that I feel like was really I really paid attention to their life was Kyle, because
I liked seeing the kids and everything.
I feel like she showed that off a little bit more. Lisa Rinna, I wish she would have had her kids on a little bit more.
I mean,
but
she
they're modeling
a lot. Yeah. She did show that vulnerable side, and I think that Denise brought the show more vulnerability to feel like Orange County kind of vibes with Beverly Hills.
Yeah, I see what you mean, because Orange County is a little bit more family oriented.
Yeah,
more family style.
For sure.
So... let's talk about what we would want to have done differently this season. I really want to get off my chest, so I'm just going to start.
Thomas is ready.
Yeah. As you guys know, I love watching The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I feel like Kyle should have never gone.
Look what mine wrote. Kyle should not have went alone.
Kyle should have not went to Lisa. I think that was one of her biggest regrets because it wasn't really her place to do so. I know that the other, like, if anybody should have went to that house, it should have been Dorit.
Yes.
Not Kyle, I'm loving the sound effects.
Me too, yes. Me too.
Let me know if you guys agree, because let's just put into perspective if Kyle never went to Lisa's house.
They would probably still be friends.
They would probably still be friends.
Because Lisa doesn't like when anybody stands up to her.
Exactly. And, you know, you never know. We really need to talk to Kyle and get her full understanding if she regrets doing that. But shouldn't Dorit have gone and done that? That was her problem. Kyle just, I feel like if she wasn't involved into that situation, we would have had a different season.
Oh, for sure. I agree with you. Yeah. I do agree. What do you think?
Cynthia?
I think that Dorit did try to talk to Lisa, but even then, she had already made up her mind what she was feeling, and I think she wasn't going to take it anymore from nobody. And she had her own problems that she needed to deal with, but I don't think Kyle should have done it, because now she lost a friendship of how many years?
10+ years.
So yeah. Sad. Like, it's crazy. I don't know how Lisa could just walk away and not say anything and not come to the... It's like she's literally just... like walked out. She just quit.
But Kyle should have not said what she said either to her, because that hurt Lisa's feelings. You know?
And, you know, I've seen clips from the past. Lisa Vanderpump did come to Kyle's defense a few times here and there when Kyle was under fire. So it's unfortunate to see it all the way that it pans out. Something is telling me in the 3-part reunion that we're gonna see a clip from Lisa Vanderpump. Like, she's gonna have a moment.
I think Lisa's gonna surprise. I really do. I think that it's a big buzz. Like, Lisa's not coming. I really think she's gonna show up.
You think she's gonna show up?
100%. Really? I think she's gonna surprise show up.
Okay, you think she's gonna show up?
Yes.
I think that there's gonna be like a little video. Remember when Brandy?
Oh, like saying a goodbye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gonna be all like, it's all sad.
I'm just expecting. I don't think Bravo would do her like that, because she is such a big component to the network.
She's super vital to the show.
And to Vanderpump Rules and just the whole Bravo family, that I'm expecting something like that from her. Anything else we would want to see differently have done this season?
I just want her to get her own show. Damn. Her own show.
Lisa.
Yes.
Something that I wish that they had done differently too is I don't think PK and Ken should have come to that lunch. I think it should have just been the two ladies at Pump to talk it out.
Yeah, that was so weird.
We didn't need PK there. We didn't need Ken there. I think that it would have been better off if the two ladies would have just hashed it out.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think what ended up happening in that scene is that Ken kind of started talking, and then PK started interjecting, and then it became the whole group problem.
It was too many influences.
Are they friends anymore? Like, the husbands?
From the last thing I saw that Dorit said, they weren't talking. I'm not 100% sure what their status is now. But do you guys agree? Do you think that it should have just been the girls?
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Why the husbands?
I don't think they should get involved.
I think that the women had them there for moral support.
Moral support?
Yeah. So in case, like, the friend got a little bit too catty, the husband was there to protect her. That's her protector. That's her man. So I think she felt a little bit more comfortable with... Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that was a misstep, though, just on their part.
Because
girls that have problems with girls, they should just hash it out and not involve their
husbands.
And most
guys wouldn't even want to get involved. They'd be like, this is so dumb. Like, go to lunch, like, you know, or go shopping.
Yeah. I have no idea. Sound off in the comments what you think. Tonight, if you guys are just tuning in, we are just having a full recap of this season leading up to next week's season finale, which I'm so excited about. Let's just go down our list of all the fun things that we want to discuss with you guys. This is super interactive, so definitely tweet us. Let us know what you guys think.
Please do.
Favorite housewife this season?
It's between Erica and Kyle.
Wait, you can only pick one.
Dang.
I picked so many.
Okay, Kyle's like my all-time favorite housewife, but I really love Erica too. Like,
tell me why you love Kyle. I want to know.
I love Kyle because I feel like she's super relatable.
You think
and
so?
I feel like she's genuinely who she is. And I love her as a mother. I love her as a wife. I just think she's I just think she's an amazing person.
Mm-hmm. And she has been that way since the first episode.
I don't think she's changed. Yeah, she's stayed humble and she's stayed true to who she was. Or who she is, I'm sorry.
And you?
Okay, so we all know who is my favorite, you know.
But
I felt like I wanted to change and be something different.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to say who really surprised me is Denise Richards. She's actually, I like how she's vulnerable. I like how she's going to change. I feel like there's going to be a lot of good changes with her in the next season, and she's going to be speaking up for herself, and she ain't going to take it with Camille. And that's what I've been waiting for all season.
Do you think it took her too long? Like, she's barely, like, we started to see... I mean, I get it as a
newbie.
I'm sure there's a lot of anxiety. You're like, the cameras are following your every single move. You never know what they're going to pick up on. So it kind of like she was just kind of observing and then came out.
And the fact that she's like Denise Richards and she's on. Did you guys ever realize Kyle Richards, Denise Richards?
Yeah. No, yes.
Are they cousins? No. Sisters?
But yeah, I think it's because, you know what I mean? Like, she's known as like an aunt, and it's like Housewife is completely different. Like, this is your real life.
Yeah.
I think Denise Richards is going to surprise everyone, and she's calculated, but you guys just haven't seen it yet.
She's so smart.
Stay tuned.
She's a smart she's a smart cookie. Think about it. Like, she's been in the entertainment world for since she was so young. So
Well, just my answer was Kyle.
what's your yes. answer?
My answer was Kyle, but just to mix up the table here, I'm going to say Lisa Vanderpump. Because I just feel like
right? Yes, I did. And I changed it.
No,
at least we're all the same peeps.
Yes. We're all like in the same like area. Yeah. But I would say Lisa Vanderpump, just because when I first got introduced to this franchise, I was like, "Who is this like woman with the accent?" And you know how she lived right next door to Adrian.
Yes,
and she had Cedric, and she just
Cedric, and Jiggy was like the star of the show.
I just think there's no one going to be that's going to be able to replace her and like what she's done for the franchise, the show. Yeah. I love that she's a great businesswoman. You know, she's great entertainment, and that's why she has another series aside from this one. She's just a very smart woman.
She is. Yeah.
She just had a very bad season, and you know, her brother passing, that, and now with her mother passing, I just think it was just such a bad time to film.
She's not coming to the reunion. I forgot her mother died. I'm so sorry. Like, she's probably not going to come then.
So
that's a lot.
I just think that she just went through like such a bad time that to have everybody kind of go against her, it just wasn't gonna
work. Even with the puppy gate too, that probably took a toll on her also.
Yeah,
you know, to think that you had friends and you're trying to do a good cause with dogs,
unless
and then,
it was part of the show this season, unless
I don't know, but I think that could have affected her too. She lost all her friendships, like
that's really
but
tough.
I feel like she had a say in losing her friendships. They still wanted to be a part of her life. They still wanted her to be a part of the show. She chose to not come out.
Yeah, because who wants to take that? Nobody wants to take a bully or, you know, deal with that. Mm-hmm. You know, you're a grown woman. Like, time to move on and do better things.
Yeah. So, I did see on social media. I did see on social media that Ken recently went to go check out another empty property near where Sir is. So they might be opening up another restaurant. I'm not 100% sure. But business is not slowing down for Lisa. Yeah. Like, I'm going to Vegas. Fine.
You are?
I'm going to Vegas this month, and I'm definitely going to check out Vanderpump Garden. Because I just want to see, like, what her restaurant looks like in Vegas.
Yeah. But you better showcase it on Instagram.
Yeah, you have to show it.
I will, and I'll hopefully be able to talk about it here. Let's go into our next question. MVP this season.
Lisa Vanderpump.
Lisa Vanderpump.
The whole everything changed now that she's gone. She's the most valuable player. She flipped the whole game.
Really?
Yeah, she's the most valuable player.
Okay, Cynthia. Okay.
That's my opinion.
So
mine
was the same thing, but I'm gonna change. I'm gonna give this person a chance.
Hold
but
on! Don't take my answer. No,
it's Camille.
No, you took my answer. But we can
okay,
speak on it.
Okay, let's hash it out. Okay. Yes. So now I think, you know, I'm kind of iffy on her, but I think she's bringing the drama, and that's what I've been waiting for all season.
She is bringing it.
Yes. Yeah.
When I found out when Erica did like a press interview and was saying that Camille was going to kind of take over like the later episodes, I was like, what could she possibly do? Like, because when season one and season two Camille came out, I was like, whoa, like this girl is like a villain. But then she softened up a little bit. And then, you know, she started making small appearances here and there. This season, she just turned... She's just gunning for the diamond, it looks like.
She's not wasting no time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that they're going to make her a full-time housewife next season?
I think she might be in the running.
Yeah. I think she deserves it, actually. A lot of people on Twitter are saying that she carried out the rest of the season, which I think is true.
Yeah. She did. Yeah, she did.
It's not good for her image because a lot of people are
she's
like...
She's going to get backlash at the reunion.
She already has. So, it's, you know, she did in the beginning, so it's not going to change,
but then
right?
people are like, you know, she's honest. She's owning it. Yeah. She's not backing down. It's not like she's lying and saying that I didn't. When she got called out at the dinner table with Dorit, even though she did say everything in front of everybody... She said it to her face. I mean, do we give this woman credit for...
But she doesn't always say it to their face.
No.
Yeah. So, no. Like, I'm not going to give her... Like, she's two-faced.
You think so?
Yeah, I saw it.
Do you think she is?
I saw her two faces with my face.
I think she is, but she tells you to your face. Like, or she thinks she tells you to your face. So she's an honest one, and that's what I like about her. But I think...
So wait, confused. I see faces over here.
I'm so confused. Because she is honest, but she is two-faced. So it's kind of
hard. She's honestly two-faced, you guys.
Yes, there you go. Honestly two-faced. But I think next season, she's not taking it anymore, and she's just going to tell it like it is. She's going to make fun of your teeth, and she's going to make fun
that's
of your clothes.
She's like... Low blows.
Or at the reunion. That's where we're going to see it. Mm-mm. Like, really. Because they're going to capture her saying the stuff.
Well, after today's OC announcement, at this point, I can see them changing anything at this point. Like,
it's like up in the air, man.
I never thought that Vicky would be gone from OC. So at this point, if they got rid of half the cast, then I'd be like, oh, guys, they're going through a rebrand.
She would not take any of that.
I love Tamra. Yeah. I just feel like, you know, these women have been on for 14, 15, like, they probably get worn out of so much drama. Like, I don't blame them for...
Or sometimes, like, you know? Their storylines run their course. Yeah. That's happened in OC
and then maybe,
as well.
And then maybe they're going to be gone for one season and come back the next. We don't know what... they have planned out.
I want them to mix it up. I want
Me
them to
too.
Bring somebody from another city. Yes. They haven't done it. This whole franchise has been going on for a decade now. Yes. This
Bethany,
is so random.
I have, like, a random thing too. So
I have a random. I'm just going to tell you guys as a fan of the show. It would be interesting if, this is so random, Heather Dubrow from OC moved to Beverly Hills because you know how
her husband's thing is now in OC though.
Oh, is it?
Yes, it was right where I used to live. It was literally my apartment and then one street over, Terry Dubrow's office.
Well, I only say that because Heather just loved to, like, flaunt her money and,
Heather's not one of my faves.
Yeah, but she has that Beverly Hills, like, vibe to
she
her.
She does.
Champagne in the air.
I almost forget that she's, like, she seems more Beverly Hills to me. What do you think would happen if Heather came on to Beverly Hills? How do you think that people would react?
Oh, I would love it.
Oh, my God. I think she'd get crucified, man.
You think
I don't
so?
Think she'd be able to handle it. OC is so different from from LA in general.
Yeah. Not season
like,
one.
It's, you're like an OC girl, right?
Yeah, I mean, Newport and LA.
Just the vibes is
right,
so different.
Right, right. It's a nice little getaway, but it's just so completely different.
Who were you thinking as a crossover potential? What were you going to say as a random?
I think Tamra would do amazing on Beverly Hills because she's a feisty one.
And open a Cut Fitness on Robertson.
I love Tamra so much.
Her and Teddy, I think, would really click.
Yeah, I have. Okay. They should do a workout thing. Or Housewives workout thing. Yeah. I have something random to say too. Kyle reminds me of Bethany in a way.
Yes.
I don't
well, they're best
why.
Friends.
Yeah,
you know
I don't
best
know
friends.
Why. And it's so weird because, like, Bethany's my fave of New York. Okay. Always been my fave. And I like Sonia, too.
She would be an easy crossover because
For
she could
sure.
have a business in
I
Beverly
could totally
Hills.
See I could see Kyle in New York, though.
Kyle in New York.
For sure, yeah.
I could see that, too. Mm-hmm.
Mine
we
is
need
Jersey.
A crossover, Andy, what, if you're watching.
Mine Teresa? Is New Jersey.
Teresa?
Where?
And Beverly Hills?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be wild.
Ooh, that'd be good. That'd be good.
That would be good. Do you think we're ever going to see a crossover, though?
Or I think that they should do the veterans. I think it should be Nene, Bethany. Oh. I think it should be all the vets.
All the
together
vets.
In their own, like vets of Real Housewives. Like, I really think they should do that.
Yes.
Like a survivor.
Cool. Who is your most improved housewife this season?
Teddy. I think that she's made a big improvement since last season.
That's a good, good way to see it.
Yep.
What do you like about her this season that we didn't get to see or you didn't
vulnerable.
Really like?
I like vulnerability. It shows that we're all human. You're relatable to that. Like, when you can relate to somebody, that's when, you know, you connect with them. And I think that she showed a lot of vulnerability on this episode. Mm-hmm. Like, looking back at the recap, like, in the jacuzzi, like, that was such a sweet moment when she was talking about how she didn't want, to, you know, to her work to affect the kids. Mm-hmm. I just thought that was such, like, a vulnerable moment, because that's real. People really feel like that. Mm-hmm. You know?
I don't know.
I just think she needs to cry out her soul, and... she's gonna feel better and not cry about everything that she talks about. So but mine, I have to say Erica Jane, because I saw a side of her. You know, I did feel she was cold. I do feel
something's
that
going on.
But mm-hmm. I felt like she was understanding of Teddy's situation, and she didn't like come at her and like, yeah. you know, she handled it very classy.
Very different.
But I feel like she still doesn't give, she doesn't give a crap, you know, like.
She doesn't care who likes
her.
Yeah,
but I like that about her, you know.
I feel like Erica's always, like, been very, like, logical. Like, understand, you know what I mean?
No, does she still slam the door and she'll just walk out and she won't deal with it. But I think that her and Teddy, when they had that conversation.
That was very, I liked that.
Both of them, I respect both of them.
Me too.
After that.
Do we think Erica's still having fun doing this series?
I just think that there's some, I think there's a lot going on in her personal life. And again, I think she's really focusing on her music career. Mm-hmm. I just think that's what it is, truly.
It seemed like when she joined the cast, she was in so much of the drama.
She had a lot of energy.
She had a lot of, you know, Yolanda brought her on. Yeah. I think she was just like this new pop star that people were barely getting to know. Right. And now, are you guys sensing the energy that she's just not into it? She's not... You know, during the part where Camille and Dorit on last week's episode, when they were hashing it out, she didn't really get into it.
Yeah.
Do you think she still wants to do this?
I think she does. I think she does. I think she'll step it up again next season.
You think this was like the season where she kind of like?
I think it was the season like how Lisa Rinna with her daughters. I think she's taken that seat, like her music, and I think something's going, like, you know, something's going on personally.
Like her personal. Yeah, I think she's gonna launch something next season. Yeah. And it's just gonna be like bam.
Yeah,
you know. So
hopefully, somebody that I think improved and people might not agree with me is Lisa Rinna. I think that, like, she went from somebody that, you know, people really did not like in the beginning, and people were just like, she was in so much drama with Kim.
She was very outspoken.
She was too outspoken. I think she did like a rebrand when her and Dorit got together on the Ferris wheel in Vegas, and she was just like, I want to show my daughters you don't have to be this type of way to get that respect. I think that she kind of changed to where I started liking her a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Now you just get a fun, lighter Lisa. I mean, yes, she does throw in
the show with her. She keeps it lighthearted and humorous. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Like the Halloween episode.
Yeah, I actually wrote that down as my favorite part, but I ended up changing it when we get to that.
Yes. Next one would be, whose closet would you girls want to raid?
Erica Jane.
Erica.
Lisa Vanderpump.
Well, I'm just going to say Dorit, then.
I knew it.
I think the amount of labels that Dorit has, I mean, she definitely loves a label.
Right.
And, I mean, if you have the money for it, or if you want
to
flaunt it,
do it. We have to make sure the clothes fit you.
Yeah. I know, that's true. Exactly.
I want to see Lisa's shoe collection, because she always has the cutest stiletto
Vanderpump
heels.
Or Rinna?
Vanderpump.
Okay.
Yes.
Really cute.
Vanderpump. Who do we think should kind of take the throne next season? Because we know that Lisa Vanderpump is not going to be here. Who do you think has enough, like, legs to kind of fill that void and change up the way that we watch the show? Because I have my answer.
Kyle.
You think Kyle should step in?
I think Kyle has the power. She's been there the longest, and I think that she deserves it.
I'm just going to say, I think Kathy Hilton. I think we need, like, a new person, new energy.
Oh, like you're... Wait, I'm confused with the question.
I think that... No, I'm just asking who we think should replace Lisa Vanderpump.
I was confused.
I have a few.
Yes, I just think that Kathy... I mean, she's so mysterious. Kyle always talks about how funny she is. You don't really get that from her by just looking at her. So there's so many layers that I think that are there. She comes from this, like, Hilton family, Paris, Nikki. I think that that would be... I think that would be so amazing. What about you, Cynthia?
Okay, well, I have a few, so...
Only one.
Everybody
made me pick only one.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I can't.
Only one.
I can't. There's
sorry,
so many.
Thomas is a lead host. Only one.
We all know I love Paris Hilton, yes. But I feel like Lily Galici.
Okay.
I would like to see her on.
Whoa!
Well, today's a bring day of curveball.
Bring in the makeup, baby! Yes. Yeah!
I just love everything about her. I think she is glamorous. She's a mother. She has a business. She's successful. Yes. She's smart. She is creating a baby line. Like, I want to see her on Beverly Hills.
That's Cynthia a good made one. A good point. Yeah.
Well, today is a day of curveballs. Since the OG is out of the OC, anything can happen. So if they brought Lily or if they brought Kathy, I definitely think that that's a possibility.
I'd still watch, yeah.
Yes.
For sure.
Now, let's get into your tweets before we end our show. We have a few tweets from tonight. I'll start it off. This one is from Sandy. Where is the new episode of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? I am loving this Camille. She is little like the old, but different. She owns her shit, but speaks the truth only because they kept pushing her, trying to bring her down, but it backfired on these women. She has learned from her past mistakes.
Okay. Next one up. Could we zoom in on that for me, please? We have, this is from, let me read the handle. It is at Molina Val. It says, me, sitting in front of my TV, all excited, waiting to watch RHOBH finale, and realize it's frickin' repeat. Amen, sister.
We didn't even get a warning.
I know. And they even showed, like, oh, next week on the finale, and we get this. All right, go for it.
Okay, so this is from JCOS. Why Leon? I was seriously looking forward to it, especially after such a dismal season of Reality Housewives of Beverly Hills. After seeing the trailer and Vicky being demoted, I am beyond bummed. Way too much Shannon. Also, Kelly needs to go. Trashy, crude, and vulgar. I want better. Gina and Emily looking boring. AF.
I don't like. How do you guys feel about Kelly?
She's good for the show.
She's good for the show.
She is good for
like
the
it.
Show. She's kind of like
Madeer. Madeer. We got Madeer.
Here is from Flower Tweets. What kind of BS is this pop-up rerun episode of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? What a huge
seriously,
rip-off.
We're so disappointed.
Yes.
Next tweet. Alrighty, we got this from at @C_PJ_K. Watching Real Housewives of OC without Vicky Gunvalson is like watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills without Lisa Vanderpump. Amen. Ain't going to happen at Bravo TV. You guys better listen to your viewers.
Yes.
Next one.
I think that's all we got.
That's all we have.
That's all we got. But we have more. We have more.
Yes, we have more to go here. Let's just get into our news and gossip section.
Oh, that's me. After Buzz TV. Okay. So let me go ahead and click on this. This is from All About the Tea. And we are going to put that up on the screen right now. And pretty much it says, Lisa Vanderpump is explaining why season 9 of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills was her breaking moment that led her to leaving the Bravo reality series after. Read the rest here. And the link is right there, guys. It actually, the link takes you to an Instagram page and then just go ahead and click on that picture.
So what was the premise of the whole, like, what was she saying?
So pretty much she's blaming Kyle.
Oh,
is turning on her and depression as her heartbreaking moment for quitting Real Housewives. So she's blaming it on Kyle and saying she's depressed.
Well, that was her biggest ally on this show.
Yeah.
So I can see, I mean, losing a friend of 10 years, I get we're on reality TV, but you're still going through the motions and it probably makes it even more special because you guys know what it's like to be on reality TV together. Yeah. So I just wasn't expecting her to just say it was Kyle or adding Kyle's name into there.
Yeah, that's like, depression, that's a Kyle. Big statement to be like, I blame it on Kyle. Like, that's a big statement.
Yeah. Well, how do you think Kyle feels about that?
Kyle probably feels hurt, and Kyle will probably tweet about it. Yeah. Kyle's very vocal with how she feels now. Have you guys noticed that? She's speaking up a lot this episode. Yeah. Have you noticed her tweets?
I think she just wants to make sure the narrative is exactly how she sees it so that nothing gets twisted.
Yeah, she deserves to have her side as well.
You can't blame another person for having depression and put that in the same category.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
Either you're suffering from depression, but you can't blame another person. That hurt is your hurt.
Yeah.
Just don't put it in the same category. So... But I understand, like, after a while you get bullied, you feel sad, like, you
family know, members dying.
Yeah, I mean,
looking back on that argument at Villa Rosa when Kyle came, if Ken wasn't there, this might have
Ken
also been.
Ken is so dramatic with, you know, Jiggy. Like, it's like, just go sit down, Ken. Like, you know, seriously.
If he wasn't in the room, it would have, the outcome might have been different,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, because he fires Lisa up.
Well, he's the one that kind of interjected and was, like, started to kind of talk over Kyle and talk over Lisa and kind of overpowered the situation. So there's so many different ways. I mean, all these small changes would have made the season different.
I think overall is Lisa is hurt and she feels betrayed by Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
And until they can talk it out and just move on from this,
I think they will. I think once Lisa heals, which it's going to be a long time, you don't really ever heal from, like, the loss of people like that. But I think that it'll get better, and I think that they will. I think that they should, and I hope that they, because that's such a long, that's so much history, and they're so good together. It's Thelma and Louise, you know what I mean? Like,
I know.
I love them together.
Hopefully they do come back. Let's continue on with our journey here. What was your favorite part of this season, episode-wise?
Mauricio, like, whatever he was at the dinner table in Hawaii. That was just, I loved that. It was hilarious.
I think everybody loved that moment.
That was my favorite part.
In the previews, I didn't get what was going on until, like, you know, later on.
Yeah.
I was like, he was having a good time.
Yeah, and that's okay.
That was a highlight. What about you?
Well, the highlight from behind the scenes, I really thought that Camille looked so beautiful at her wedding and made us want to, like, we want to get married
too. She looked so beautiful.
Yeah, I really thought that was so beautiful. And I'm really, truly happy for her, and I wish her the best of luck with her new husband.
Yeah, the aerial shot of the way the wedding was set up.
Oh, it was stunning. So, and like the rocks and the ocean and the rainbow. It was like literally, like Lisa Rinna said, like, it was magical. It was like, yeah, like a fairy tale.
And if anybody deserved it after everything, the cancer, the divorce, all of the things that she has gone through, she deserved that moment.
She does. She deserves it. Everybody deserves to be happy.
Absolutely. I think my favorite episode was probably the Halloween episode. Just seeing, you know, Lisa Rinna come as Erica Jane. I thought that was iconic.
I erased it.
And also seeing Kim Richards back, it kind of was like nostalgic to see her back because we hadn't seen her in a minute, and just to kind of see how she's doing. Just the fact that they were able to get over what they were going through. I know we're going to see it in the reunion. I'm sure they're going to rehash it a little bit. But that was definitely my favorite.
Yes. See if Kim and Rinna can hash it. Kyle and Lisa can bring their friendship.
The unfortunate part is I don't know if Lisa would come on as a friend of Kyle or a friend.
Oh, are you kidding me?
So the fact that we're...
That would never happen.
See, that's what is disappointing, is we won't get to see it on TV. We'll probably get to see it in blogs or on TMZ or somewhere.
Well, what if Kyle becomes the friend?
Kyle is not going anywhere.
I know.
Kyle is not going anywhere. I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Have another baby. Anyways, so...
Let's get down to our final questions here. Expectations for the finale.
Drama.
Camille is coming out with her claws out, and
she better have a box of tissues.
She's definitely turning the tide around because she makes it clear that she's not the mean girl, and she is trying to find out who the real mean girl is, which she says is Rinna.
That's comedic.
I think it's Denise Richards now.
You really think that?
Calculated.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think should not return next season?
Camille.
Really?
I just don't like her energy this season. I don't. It's so negative.
It's so negative.
It's the low blows, like the things she said about, like, it's just so mean.
Do you think that they would bring her on to kind of like reboot her, you know, bad image?
I think that they're definitely gonna, I think that she's up in the running for sure for next season because of what she did this season.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would they not bring her on as a full-time?
Right. And, you know, she's been on the show before, so yeah.
I think you guys might disagree with me, but I feel like they shouldn't bring Denise back. I know.
Thomas!
I like Denise.
I love her.
You did?
Ugh, I love her.
Well, explain. Tell us why.
I think she's a really sweet woman. I think she has a great life, but I think that she's just not into it. Or that's what I... perceived watching her. She didn't want to get into too much drama. I don't know if she was just kind of looking from the outside and wanting to gauge to see where she could put herself into. But it was just a little, like, it happened all at the end. Everything's like crunch. It's like, now she's yelling. Now she's pissed.
And that's why I think she's coming back next season.
Thomas, are you trying to say that she's going to be the friend in Orange County and Vicky is going to come to Beverly Hills?
The plot twist.
What?
Vicky moves to Beverly Hills.
What would you guys do?
Oh, I would love.
Oh, yes. Man. Okay.
I have no idea. Let's get into our final thoughts here and predictions for next week.
Camille is going to need a box of tissues, honey.
Yes.
Because they're coming after her.
You think so?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. For sure.
My prediction, I want to see Denise and Teddy tell off Camille and finally say, you know what? Enough is enough. That's my prediction. What about you, Thomas?
Well, I predict Lisa Vanderpump coming back for just the, you know,
like I said, the reunion?
No, not the reunion, the finale. She's going to show off her restaurant in Caesars. That's what it looked like.
Okay.
And Camille's going to show up. It looked like she was the only one that was there from when I read it in the blog. So we'll get a little bit of Lisa right at the very end.
But, you guys, I'm so excited for next week.
Thank you guys for joining with us tonight on this recap. We literally went through the whole season. We hope you thought that was enjoyable. Leave us comments because we're going to be reading them, seeing if you agree with our opinions or if you disagree. Whatever you guys want to say, let us know in the comment box below. Before we go, Cynthia, where can we find you?
I'm Cynthia Nicole. You can find me on Instagram at CynthiaNicole5.
Hey, everybody. My name is Amanda Terry. You can find me on Instagram at makeup_Mandy with an I.
And I'm your host, Thomas Rilina. My music video came out. It's called Summer Vibes. Look it up on YouTube right now. Two Besties Together, Summer Vibes. Thank you to all the press that's covering it. Nice. We had so much fun filming the music video here in Los Angeles. Definitely check it out. And we will be back here next week to talk about the finale.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.